I'm Sasha Coca, and this is the California Report magazine.
Hear ye all! The Queen of California has returned!
And today, the return of a mythical Queen of the Golden State.
Welcome, our Queen!
There's a crowd of people here, and they're all gathered to welcome Queen Calafia, or Califia, or Calafia. There are a lot of different ways to pronounce it, but in any case, she is a literary figure. She's a Black Amazonian warrior who some say gave California its name.
And I think that my return and my recognition is one step in a journey of correcting American history.
We've got an exciting show for you today. It's all about how California tells its history and who gets to tell it, how art can help us dig up stories that have largely been forgotten. We're going to start with Azul Dahlstrom Ekman, who visited the Northern California town of Sausalito to better understand the story of Queen Calafia.
I'm here at Dunphy Park in Sausalito, watching Queen Calafia ceremoniously step off her boat and onto California soil for the first time in hundreds of years.
Let the reunification ceremony begin!
Her story is being interpreted today by the Antenna Theater. The actor playing Queen Calafia is radiant in yellow and gold. She's covered in jewels and surrounded by an all-female entourage carrying spears. Here to greet her are the Cal Alumni Marching Band and loyal subjects. She's stone quiet, though. Maybe it's culture shock? A man named the Cocky Californian brings her up to speed.
Take a look at this industrial might right here. Doing some heavy lifting. Sixth largest economy in the world, baby!
That's a little different than the California she's used to.
Sabed que a la diestra mano de las Indias hubo una isla llamada California.
Queen Calafia was a character in Las Sergas de Esplandian, an early 16th century romantic adventure novel written by García Rodríguez de Montalvo. Calafia wore armor made of fish bones, used weapons made of gold, and commanded an army of griffins.
On the right-hand side of the Indies, there was an island called California, which was very close to the region of the earthly paradise. This island was inhabited by black women, and there were no males among them at all, for their lifestyle was similar to that of the Amazons.
The novel was so popular in Spain that when Spanish conquistadors reached the tip of the Baja Peninsula in the 1530s, they thought they'd found the fabled island of California. The name California stuck, but Queen Calafia isn't as well known. She's only appeared in popular culture in fits and starts, and people don't even agree on how to pronounce her name.
Can I make an entrance or can I make an entrance? You don't have a clue who I am, do you? My name's Calafia, as in California.
Despite being played by Whoopi Goldberg in a Disneyland California Adventure movie, many Californians still don't know the woman behind the name.
Calafia!
But the actors at today's performance are clearly trying to change that. Raylene Gorham lives on a houseboat in Sausalito and only learned about Calafia a couple months ago.
I found it really intriguing, and I really would like to celebrate this part of California history. I think it's the right time.
Hail to the Queen of California!
Hail to the Queen!
Even Keziah Salah, an actor playing part of Calafia's entourage, is new to the story.
And when was the first time you heard about Queen Calafia?
I'm not going to lie, like 2 weeks ago.
She related the rediscovery of Queen Calafia to a Swahili word. Sankofa.
So Sankofa means to look back at our ancestors in order to move forward and make sure that we're not repeating history, you know? That's also a part of Sankofa.
Queen beside the western sea, rule our destiny.
At this time in the United States, racist statues are being removed and schools renamed. And many here today see Queen Calafia's story as part of a nationwide movement to re-examine our history. That includes the actress playing the queen herself, Dee Nathaniel.
This isn't me as Queen Calafia, but just me as what Dee would say. I think that corrective representation is really important because we're looking at the new generation of black girls and women of color coming up, and it's really important for them to see positive role models.
Chris Hardman, who directed the celebration, thinks the Calafia story is essential knowledge for every Californian.
It's our origin story. It's like if you decided not to read Genesis, you know, and you were a Christian.
I've been living a lie so lonely.
And he thinks that theater is the right medium.
I think that's what, you know, the potential of the theater trick is it brings the history in and it makes it like puts it right in front of you and it says it's alive. Deal with it. Get in there. Understand this.
And understand the story behind our state's name.
I am Queen Calafia and I've come home.
For the California Report, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman in Sausalito.